Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the D-Pack. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at D-Pack. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
This is your host, Ty Jones, and this is another edition of The Voice of the People. I am your host, yours truly, Ty Jones, along with Dean Geronimo. He's in the building with us tonight. What's going on, Dean?
Not much. It's another day. You know, I'm hanging on like an old loose, too, so no complaints on this end. Taking it easy.
Wow, like that was quite of an introduction. So hanging like an old loose tooth, huh?
That's how I do.
That's how you do?
Yep.
Well, we got some guests calling in. They'll be calling in momentarily. The name of the collection is BungeeSneaks.com. I got to talk to one of the reps for Bungee Sneaks, and one of their artists was on our show not too long ago, Ashanti from the Bronx. The clothing line is pretty interesting. Urban Wear, guys out of Philly. They got some nice gear. They're going to be on the show to talk about black entrepreneurship, how they got their start with Bungee, and even sponsoring us for a few pieces of clothing so that we can support their gear. They have nice. They have a very cool website. I'm about to share that on the Voice of the People page. They got fly kicks, you know, sneakers, hoodies, all kinds of stuff. So if you see something and you go to the page, let me know your shoe size or whatever it is, and we can hook that up.
I hear.
So
ain't nothing wrong with
we
that.
Have someone. I think they may be in the studio right now. Is this Damon?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Damon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
That's what's up. I'm doing very well. Dean Geronimo, meet Damon. Dean Geronimo is the producer of The Voice of the People.
What's going on, bro?
How you doing, sir? How you feeling today?
It's another day, man. I'm still here, so as long as I'm amongst the living, I'm all right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, Damon, I was just mentioning to Dean Geronimo that you are one of the representatives of Bungee Sneakers, telling him how cool the clothing line was, and I'm about to share it on the Voice of the People page so that way others that follow our talk show can take a look at the website and some of the clothing. I will have to admit, I like the clothing. It's pretty hot. I like some of the sneakers. As a female, I do sport more men's sneakers than I do women, so I'm definitely feeling like the black running ones with the red trim underneath. I might need a size 9 in those. But I do like it. So, hint, I'm just throwing some sizes out right now. But, Damon, if you could give us a little back history on, you know, Bungee Sneakers, what, you know, how you guys came about, and so on and so forth, so we can hear from you.
All right, Bungie Sneakers, the founder and creator of Bungie Sneakers was a guy, Daryl Austin. It was something that he created. As far as the shoes, he wanted to come out with a shoe line. And we knew that that was something that a lot of times most African Americans have not had opportunity to do, as far as being able to create a footwear line that is actually sustainable. So he basically tried to create a footwear line. And him and I were partners as far as in the music situation, because I was still an entertainment manager. And at the time, I was working with him on other projects, and we decided to come together and work on a few things. And as far as Bungie, like I said, he first started Bungie back in 2003, as far as the ideas for it and what he wanted to do. And it started basically like anything else with a lot of sketches. And he basically turned his sketches into refined sketches. Basically had to go learn how to draw and drafting and things of that nature. Took it from there, and once he finally got an opportunity to get out in the world and basically made the right connects and manufacturing and all that, we made it happen. Started the same thing like most other companies, started with prototypes, took the prototypes and then took it into major manufacturing.
That's very interesting. Now, question. You know, entrepreneurship is something that people think it's very easy. So for the listeners listening to, you know, you tonight, your brother, and you're in the industry, you know, you say you gave us a little bit about your background. So tell some of the listeners that are listening tonight, what's the meaning of the whole Bungie Sneaks to you, as well as entrepreneurship? And was it very easy year one getting this off the ground?
Well, first, wow, that's a mouthful. Let's start with first things first. Entrepreneurship is never an easy thing. It's something that I would say you definitely have to be driven to do, and it needs to be something that you definitely have to do a lot of research to be able to do successfully. A lot of people have ideas in their head and think that they can just get into a marketplace and create a niche, and it's hard. It's really hard because other companies don't want to see your success because they look at it as if your shoe brand or your whatever you're doing is successful, that takes money away from them. You don't get a lot of support from people that you don't get a lot of support from people you think that you would get support from. But if you're driven, you come up with good ideas, you then you better, and I tell anybody, you better have a plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D. Because you're gonna have to get around walls, you're gonna have to get around financial hurdles, you're gonna have to get around personal hurdles, and you're definitely gonna have to find a way to make a mark in the business. Especially if you're not starting out with major capital. When you don't have major capital, then you definitely going to have to work a lot smarter. There's some people. Some people can go out and trial and fail, because they're not really working for their money. If you're working for your money, you can't afford to try and fail 6-7 times. You got to be able, you got to be able to put a winning plan together and make it happen. And as far as the Bungie's basically. Like I said, the reason what part of the phrase is down Bungie is see you be bold, be Bungie. So basically, take a chance. Take a step by the truth.
Okay.
Walk a line that's different from everybody else. You have to follow everybody else.
When I think of Bungie, I think of that bungee cord, and you know, there's a 50-50 chance that thing could snap. It's already done it maybe once or twice. But you know what I mean? Like when people are jumping from a cliff and they're on that bungee cord. So I love the catchphrase, you know, be bold, be you. I love that. I think the clothes are hot. I got a chance to go to the Instagram page. I like, you know, seeing one of the dudes from the movie Creed, Born Your Gear. That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, I also been following and looking. Yeah, that was hot. That was hot. You know, I also noticed you had, Tone Trump on the Kay Slay show talking about Bungie. You know, that's pretty hot. And I see from the website, you guys have got a very, very nice looking website. Very nice. It's very user friendly, easy to navigate through. I'm feeling the kicks. I like the black ones with the patent leather black on that. I might have to cop those, and even the black on red high tops, and I'm not really a high top female, but I'm actually feeling those two. Those are kind of nice.
What are you talking about? Those are high tops with the heavy metal and
right,
the black and red
the heavy metal. Yes.
The black and red low top you're talking about called oil slicks.
Black and leather mesh bungee cool out.
Yeah, that's the nickname of it is the nickname is the oil slick.
Okay. Well, I like those oil slicks. I like those. So, how long has Bungie been in business with the, how long have you guys been in business?
Like I said, it was founded in 2003 as far as dealing with our new manufacturing and actually putting the shoe out in the market. We're in about a year and a half in. And like I said, we did the same thing. We started small with the mom and pop sale. Basically, we were selling people that we knew. And we took it from that into now we're negotiating a couple of distribution deals as far as putting them in some stores. Because we basically want to do online first just to test our market, test the product, see how people responded before we started putting them in stores. Because we know that's a whole different market and a whole different price point that you have to reach.
That's what's up. And I noticed some of the price points are pretty reasonable. So how do you separate yourself from, you know, brothers like the Jay-Z's, the P. Diddy's, you know, they've been there, done that, coming out with clothing line. What separates yours and makes yours so special?
Well, I would say, one, we're coming from a different place. We're not starting with $2 to $3 million doing it. And the second thing is, we're a lifestyle brand. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we're a lifestyle brand, and we cross the market. We're not a hip hop label. We're not a hip hop brand. We are a lifestyle brand. We want anybody from the skateboarders, BMX riders, to everyday Joe. We just don't make basketball sneakers. We stay away from that market, basically. The closest thing I think to our what we do is like I would say like a Vans or like a DC. Sneakers, you know what I mean, as far as that type of market. Like, that's our main goal. We're a lifestyle brand. We don't get caught up in the hip-hop thing. We've been blessed that we've had a lot of hip-hop artists respond to our wear. Like you mentioned earlier about Tone Trump. Tone Trump has been really supportive. We have an artist out of Alabama on Interstate Records named Mike Williams. He's been very supportive. He's wearing in his new videos. He has... I have an artist in Louisiana named John Doe. We have artists out of New York City, Shanti Panagia. He's wearing it currently down in Atlanta. We have some other producers across the country that's wearing it. We have some artists in Florida as well. And another artist now is Dre Poe that's going to be signing to Atlantic. We've just been lucky. We've reached a few people. We have Yaz the Great from Empire. Has our product and he's done some support for our show. I mean, for our product, especially for his first and second season. So that's basically what we've been doing. We link it out to people. She's giving us genuine love, and that's who we support.
I like that.
Our main goal is not to get caught up. I mean, being a lifestyle brand, we want to be able to work with anybody. We don't want a situation where somebody looks at our lines and says, oh, well, I can't wear it because I think it's only for hip-hop or I think it's only a black urban market. I mean, we are an urban company. We will admit that. So, like I said, we reach out across the board. I mean, we want to be able to work with anybody.
I like that you said that. And I like the fact that you said that you are an entrepreneur and you're not pushing, even though it is athletic wear. It's not just for the hip-hop community. It's just not an urban thing. It's a lifestyle. So that's pretty cool that you guys are putting that statement out there, because I do notice, I did see, you know, some skateboarder dudes tatted up, different type of people wearing the gear. I would like to see more women. Hint, hint. I would love to see more women
sporting
the gear.
We are working on that. But see, the women... I tell everybody, women's stuff takes a little longer to work with because there's so much competition in women's clothing. And it's like, women are a little bit different than men. Men go to the store, they like their shoes, they grab a shirt, they go away, and they're done.
I like the Bungie t-shirt, the white one with the red triangle. That kind of looks like a fitted tee for a female. That was cute.
Yeah,
I like the gray one. I like the fitted gray one with the, you know, the MM. Is that MM and then triple? Is it triple eyes or four eyes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I like that one for the female. And, you know, I have to applaud you for what you do have. I do love the representation and how professional the website looks. You guys seem like you're gaining a lot of momentum. And, you know, I just really want to thank you for coming and being a guest on the show. We would love to, you know, show you support as well. You know, I already have spoken to you personally about other things to be involved in with, you know, getting sponsorship. That would be cool. But we do have some callers calling in. So we got Jay Ree calling in from Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jay, what's going on? How are you doing? You calling into the Voice of the People. You have any questions for Damon Roy tonight? He's one of the founders of Bungie Sneaks. He's also with, if I'm correct, Damon, is it Silverback Management?
Yes, Silverback Management Group. Is one that the company works with. That's the entertainment section of our partnership, but yes.
Okay. Hey, Jay, what's going on? You've heard some of the stuff that's going on with the Voice of the People. Black Entrepreneurship, guest in the studio, Damon Roy with Silverback Management Group and Bungie Sneak. Have any questions for Damon tonight?
Yo, what's going on, world? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to chime in real quick. Pretty much, I'm way down here in Tampa, Florida. I've been listening a little bit. I just want to know when we're going to get these clothes, man. I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying, wear some of these brands. Where can we find it? You know what I'm saying? Maybe some other people want to find it online, where it's at. Where can I go and purchase it?
All right. Well, it's online, www.bunnysneaks.com. Some things are online. Some of the newest stuff isn't online as of yet. You can also reach us at Bungie Sneaks on Instagram. You can reach me at Silverback Management on Instagram as well. Facebook. There's a lot of ways to get to us. So if you're interested in anything, I mean, we can send it out to you with the direct shipping. It doesn't matter. But make sure you have it and give us. In another couple of weeks, we will be officially on Amazon and Overstock.com as well.
So nice. That's pretty cool.
We're definitely going to make sure that you're going to be able to get our stuff worldwide. And if you want it, we're going to make sure you can get it.
So,
all right, Swag. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, let us know your sizes. Let us know what you want to do with it, man. I mean, definitely if you're going to wear it on shows and, like I said, really give a good placement, now, man, we'll talk. We'll definitely talk about that. But like I said, and the founder, like I said, the president, I mean, Daryl, that's definitely what he loves. He loves to hear people that that show love to the situation, and we'll definitely show love back.
All right. That sounds good.
Well, just to give you a little insight, Damon, Jay Reed is an artist that actually is affiliated with myself, and he's based out of Tampa, Florida. He's an aspiring young indie hip-hop artist. He has his own label. It's called You Know, and Jay has been doing a lot of things active for his label. I've played some of his singles online. Producer Teddy Ted, that works with Nice and Smooth, another old school artist, has also assisted Jay Reed with getting commercial play on some of his singles. And so I've already spoken to Ashanti, and I think we did a conference call in regards to Jay rocking the gear. So I'm sure he's just calling in for support, mad love, and I know he gets a lot of visualization out there in Tampa and stage performances, so he's definitely one that was interested in rocking the gear.
Okay. Well, let's see if we make that happen then.
That's what's up. Thanks, Jay Reed. This is Ty Jones along with Dean Geronimo and Mark Lee, and we are the Voice of the People. I like that echo. So you can follow us every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, The Voice. You can also like us on Facebook. The Facebook page is The Voice of the People. And I'm on Instagram as Love Jones Ty. That's T-I-E, so it's Love Jones Ty, all one word. And Dean Geronimo, where can they find you when you're not here?
They can find me there. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on Facebook, The Dean Geronimo Experience, Instagram, and Twitter, Dean Geronimo. That's it. Nowhere else.
That's it? I got that. Mark Lee is in the building. Mark Lee representing. I'm going to find you anyway because I'm nosy. I always look for you.
Good luck with that.
Mark Lee, he's in
the
building.
You're too nosy,
Dago. Hey, that's what I'm supposed to do.
You're too nosy.
So Mark Lee, where can they find you? Whatever. Where can they find you?
Of course, they can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Twitter, they can find me on Instagram. They can find me just about every place. You know, I know I'm all over the Ball City, all over the Capital City, all over the Triangle area of North Carolina. You know, Chapel Hill also is represented when they hear me. And, of course, that means that the Final Four is represented this time around.
Well, I like that. So, thanks, Mark Lee, for chiming in. The importance of Black entrepreneurship. We are speaking to Damon Roy. He's one of the affiliate of Bungie Sneaks. He's also a part of Silverback Management Group. And it's very good and very important for people to understand the importance of entrepreneurship, what it takes to take your business to the next level. Damon, thanks for calling in tonight. We're not going to hold you much longer this evening, but I will ask you this question. If you had to give a young person that's listening to the show tonight, you know, people see the flashy and the glitz and glamour, but was it something that took a lot of endurance? And if so, can you give a few listeners tonight that are listening maybe some insight if they were interested in starting a clothing line?
I would say start with a clear idea of what you want to do. If you're dreaming up, I'd say you write it out. Have a plan of what you want to do and pick a direction. A lot of people have an idea, but they don't know what direction you want to go. Have a clear direction. You have a clear direction if you have your goals. I know it's a cliche. I know it sounds corny. I tell people to, even if you have to put on your mirror in the morning of what you want, focus on your goals. As long as you stay focused on what you want to do, you will find your way to do it. And sometimes you may not have the money, but you will find out. You have a clear goal. You have an idea. You have a great product. You may find people that they may have the money. And like I said, you just have to be open to partnerships, and you may need to be open to real ideas and look at what's going on out there. There's a lot of information if you look. There's a lot of information.
No question. On a limited budget, and not to disclose much of your personal information, how much do you figure someone could get started? I mean, you know, straight out of college, they got a vision, they don't have sponsors. What do you think their startup cost would be?
It depends on their business. It depends on what they're doing. If they clothing line, if it's a hair product or whatever, if you need hair clothing, I couldn't even tell you. I would say it depends. If you're just going T-shirts, if you're just going to come out with a T-shirt line, that sometimes may be a little bit easier to do if you're getting into actual garments of jeans, denim, shorts, khaki, anything of that nature. All those something requires cost, but I would say if you can start up with $5,000, you can make something happen. I know guys that started out a T-shirt company. He started with $200.
Wow.
And his daughter was painting T-shirts by hand, and that's how they started. That's how
That's what's up. So, you guys, you know, how many did you start out first? You didn't start with sneakers first, right? You started, what was like the first thing you guys first started off, and then it started growing? How did that begin?
Bungie Sneakers started from the sneakers. Believe it or not, it started from the sneakers. That was what he was doing, and he had other ideas about clothing and everything else in the background. And then when I came in, I really wanted to venture off and build the whole brand around the shoes. And that was my main goal, to build, to come in and put the idea to try to build that brand up, truly really get around the shoes. He had already had the groundwork for that. I pretty much stepped in and we took that and we tried to build from that. But it started with the sneakers. The shoes are the foundation of everything we did with Bungie.
So, and when you guys started off with your sneaker, what was like your signature sneaker? How many did you have just to begin with?
The prototypes, we have about maybe eight. And I know it was, we have a shoe called the Skateboard B. We have a Raven, which is like an all-black, all-black canvas one. We had the Rift, which is really like a skateboarding shoe. We have the Heavy Metal, which is in a couple different colors. We have the all red Heavy Metals. Then we have the black and red. It was the Cool Out. It was the Rockstar, which is a high top. Was a high top canvas shoe. Yeah, we have about eight to nine different prototypes, and right now the newest one we're coming out with is going to be the Tone Trump edition of the Cool Out, which is the black and red Cool Out. The black and red patent leather Cool Out, and we're also doing the boxing shoe, the Braveheart. The Braveheart is a thing that's never been done, and we're doing that as a boxing shoe, and that's what we're working on now, linking that with a few boxers that we're in negotiation with to see if we can definitely get that on prime time. But the boxing shoe.
Well, I just have to tell you this, Damon. I'm very excited to have you guys on the show. It's just a pleasure to hear. It's a pleasure to hear, you know, entrepreneurs of, you know, I just want to sit out, you know, I hate using the word, but, you know, brothers, black people, African Americans, those that are just very passionate about something. And this is what, you know, the Voice of the People is about. We are here to inform, empower, enlighten, and, you know, really give people insight. So our show is for the everyday person that has done extraordinary things with their lives. So we've interviewed various guests from various backgrounds that come on the show that may have been the underdog and now they're the overachiever. And just to let people know that you too can have a dream and a vision and, you know, step out on faith. So it's very insightful to hear your testimony tonight, the success of the line. You know, very impressed with the professionalism of everything that I've seen so far. And, you know, definitely excited to even experience some of the clothing to see how it wears, you know, for a female myself. Dean Geronimo, you're in the studio. Mark Lee, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. That's why I keep muting you. So you might want to change phones. But, Dean, since you are, you know, a part of the Voice of the People fam, anything you'd like to ask or say to the brother Damon for the Bungie sneaker line?
Well, bro, I wish you much success with what you're venturing to do. You know, stepping out into an arena as heavily populated as it is, and you found what seems like maybe an avenue for, you know, the road less traveled. So, good luck with that line, bro, and I wish you the best on that, because I know it ain't easy. You know, you're doing something that I know I would not dare venture to do. So much. I mean, I'm just saying, I know I couldn't. Because as soon as somebody told me no, we going to have an issue. You know what I mean?
Well, Damon, I'm going to share something with you. I want you and Dean to talk because, you know, Dean represents, he don't like talking about it, but I like bragging about it because he's my brother from another mother.
I don't know why.
But his colors are purple and gold, and he's one of those nasty dogs that, you know, you call them Omega Psi Phi. He's a part
ain't
of Omega Psi Phi. You know, he's one of those nasty dogs. So maybe if y'all did a purple and gold sneaker, you might get some of the bros to start buying that sneaker. Just call it the nasty dog sneaker.
Nasty dog, huh?
Don't call it the nasty dog. Bro, call that some thunder lightning or something. We're not calling it a nasty dog sneaker, though.
He's the mighty Thor, so, you know, Dean is the mighty Thor.
I got a lot of friends and family. I got a lot of friends and family to accuse. I don't know about calling nasty dogs, but I got you.
Yeah, you might have an issue with calling them nasty dog, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that route.
You're welcome. So, Damon, you're also welcome. We do our college homecoming. We attend at Virginia State University. Our homecoming is in October. You guys might want to come down there with some of the stuff because, you know, you got a lot of old heads in their 40s that, you know, we're still young. We still wear kicks. We still wear gear. You guys might want to come and party with us during that October. You know, what date is that, Dean? October the what? The 21st, I think?
It's actually the 22nd.
Okay.
Okay.
22nd and 23rd, correct?
Well, the 23rd is Sunday, so, you know, it gets live on Friday. Friday is actually the 21st.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
The party doesn't stop on Saturday. That's when the yard blows up. So
right.
October 22nd is homecoming, Virginia State University, Atlanta, Troy.
That's right. And we do have DJ Brucey B in the place on Saturday. Brucey B from the Bronx, representing the Bronx. DJ Brucey B DJs our tailgating event. We also always have special invited guest DJs. I'm working on DJ Red Alert to be at one of our parties, so that's in the makings right now. We always have a very festive time. Yeah, I actually got to talk to Red Alert because, you know,
you
I'm friends with Mike G. Yes, and so
okay.
Mike G is one of my homeboys from the JBs. Big shout out to the JBs.
You know, for me, that's peace and blessings to the universe of Zulu Nation, you know, so.
Yeah. So I actually got a surprise phone call. Yeah, I got a surprise call from DJ Red Alert himself, the Red Man himself, and he let me know that exactly. So Red is going to be available around that time. So we just got to get with hitting them and see if that's we going to make that happen. I'm actually hanging with Sammy B, who DJs for the JBs. And just so you guys know, Sammy B and I have started our own collaboration, and we will start doing a party every Thursday night at a club lounge here in Buckhead. And we start our first event April 7th. So Sammy B of the JBs is here in Atlanta. He'll be on the 1 and 2s. Ty Jones is your host. And we'll be doing what we call Freedom Thursdays, playing no playlist, just everything hip-hop, R&B, funk, soul, you know, after-work kind of party for those that need to go have a cocktail after work on a Thursday. We will let it go until, if it goes until midnight, if it goes after 2. It's for those grown folks that still love hip-hop, that still love music, want to hang out on a Thursday night. So I'll be posting the flyers and stuff up. Sammy's going to be on the 1 and 2s, and you never know. We may have some special guest DJs. JV to be in the building doing some performances in the future as well. So, you know, Roy, we got to definitely get you involved in some of the things that's got going on here in Atlanta.
Thank you for the invitation. We'll be there.
Definitely. So, before we exit this show tonight, because I don't want to keep everybody, I know everybody's got a long list of things to do tonight. Jay Reed, you're in the building with us. Anything that you'd like to say or add to Damon, you being a young man who's an entrepreneur as well?
I just pretty much want to say, I like the clothes, man. I like the wardrobe. I like the kicks. I've seen it all. You know what I'm saying? I do my own little clothing as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably not doing it on the scale that you're doing because I'm more of an artist. So I kind of like focus on the music more. But I'm doing clothes as well. And pretty much, man,
to your defense, I do like the You Know t-shirt and hat that I have. So big shout out to the t-shirt and hat. It's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And I mean, pretty much, I'm looking just to get to that next level in the closing as well. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we could link up, or maybe we could, I don't know, maybe have a limited edition or something in the future. Or, you know what I'm saying? We'll link up.
Damon, he's plugging you right now. He's plugging you. So, Damon, have you guys, have you guys ever collaborated with any artists? Have you done any? You know how some sneaker lines may do. This is an exclusive line, you know, and it has, you know, an artist or an athlete's name on that particular sneaker. Have you guys thought about doing something such as that?
The closest we've done is the Tone Trump. The Tone Trump.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
And we're doing that. I mean, that's like limited situation, and we're doing that on, and we're basically testing to see how the market responds to that. I mean, we're not really interested at this level of the game of doing stuff with other people right now. We're worrying about our brand and about getting our brand out there. But we will collab with anybody. If you have a great idea, a great situation, it's feasible on both sides, you can make it happen.
I might want to try to do one for the land of Troy for us people at Virginia State University and just do a sneaker that, you know, I need something that's royal blue and orange representing Virginia State University. Maybe we might have to dip into an endowment fund or something like that. But I think that would be very cool to rock some. Yo,
you know me. We've heard a million people say they want to cut their own color, or they want one this way. I'm like, we'd want to make it shoes across the board. We'd have every color shoes on the rainbow right now.
Okay, but what if we could really make that happen and get some kicks dedicated to Virginia State University? You know how many people will rock those kicks from our school? We're a very spirited school, I have to say, especially the 80s and 90s babies that went to Virginia State. We really,
okay,
truly do rock out for Virginia State. Am I wrong, Dean?
No, you're right on that part.
Well,
You're going to have to get some pre-orders in.
Yeah, I already told him. I'm the mouthpiece. I'm the big mouth of the South, all right? My name is Ty Jones, and I am the voice of the people. So if I got to do what I got to do, I'm going to try to make that happen. I just have to, you know, do some investigative reporting, look into it, see what I can come up with, see who I have to talk to about Virginia State. But I think that would be pretty hot for us to have our own kit. And especially, it's hard for me to find, because every year I go looking into stores for sneakers that are royal blue and orange, because I do wear sneakers on Saturday for our tailgating event. You know, you can't have the dogs hurting when you got to stand for hours doing your tailgating stuff. So I know for a fact I could get some orders, because there's a lot of people that sport kicks on Saturday.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to look into that.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like a good idea. Well, see, I'm good for something. I don't just got luck.
Hey, Ty.
Mark Lee, your phone is echoing, but any questions for Damon before we air off?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the phone, but I had a couple of things. One, you know, North Carolina is known big time for athletics, and I got some ties to those athletics. So if he wants to try to hook up with some of these basketball players from Carolina Central, St. Aug, some of that, I'd definitely be willing to try to hook him up with some contacts. Like Butch Williams, one of the leading entertainment and sports, is a good friend of mine, as is several others, so we can definitely try to tap into that. And of course, you know, it's time, we're getting ready to start festival season, and a lot of times those festivals are needing t-shirts in order to support whatever they're about, be that art of school, be that the blues festival. And a lot of times we're going after the sneakerhead, the t-shirts, but you know, having a cool sneaker might be a cool idea. Definitely a blues festival sneaker.
I will say this, I know that the Devils, which is Duke University, you know, and Mark is right, Damon, Butch Williams is one of the biggest, you know, names of all names over there in Durham and Raleigh, entertainment attorney. He does make things happen. I know Mark Lee, who's the co-host of this show, is got some strong ties with Butch. So I'll connect and I'll send you Mark Lee's number, so that way you guys can keep in touch. And you may have a connect out there in the Carolinas, because they are a very huge college town. You've got Duke University, you've got Shaw, St. Aug, you know, North Carolina Central. And Duke is one of those schools that Durham really bigs up, that blue and white. So you never know what could happen.
I'm open. I'm loving the idea. And definitely we can do T-shirts or maybe come down and even be involved with a couple of festivals. I mean, and we would definitely like to start out somewhere with that. That sounds great to me.
That sounds like a plan. I'm going to let Mark Lee take it over for a sec because I noticed when I mute my mic, he's able to talk without echoing. So, Mark Lee.
Yeah, how's it going there? I was really impressed with what you've got going on and everything. So, wondering what kind of things you're doing in terms of connecting other entrepreneurs. I had a guy here in Durham that was named Mr. Shoe. He used to fix a lot of those old wingtips and things of that nature. He's actually now fixing upholstery. But one of the things that really pumped up and promoted was trying to get more of our young folks involved on the entrepreneurial side and learning the trade, because, I mean, as we all know, a lot of the schools have gotten away from the vocational. There was a time that they would learn sewing, they would learn all the kind of stuff that you need in order to have a shoe business, and a lot of our high schools have gotten away from that. So I was wondering if y'all are trying to do anything in terms of improving people on the entrepreneurship side and trying to work on ways to develop entrepreneurship with your sneaker line.
We haven't looked at that side of it. And we definitely look at entrepreneurship. We're willing to help anybody, or basically give the information that we know. Some things we're still learning ourselves. I mean, we're definitely still in a humble situation to where we take every day as it comes, and we try our best to learn what we can learn. But we're definitely willing to link with any entrepreneurs. Anybody else has an idea, you bring it to the table. It's something that we can work on. We're definitely open to do that.
Have a Chicago connect for you, for sure. His name is Donald Curry. I'm going to reach out to Donald. He's an entrepreneur. He first started out with a restaurant, and he called it, it's now the food truck is Southern Pitch. And Donald first started with, he's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. He's a graduate of Virginia State University. We've had him on the show. He also is a professor and teaches about entrepreneurship. We had Donald on our show last year. He's been very successful, and I know that he dedicated the name of his restaurant, the Negro League Cafe, was dedicated to Negro League baseball players. So I would love to connect you with Donald Curry. I'm going to shoot him a message along with your information because he's out there in Chi-Town. And, you know, I'm all about just networking and building with those that are positive. I do like Mark Lee's idea because I myself, being an entrepreneur and creating the show, I also look for interns to intern that are mass communication majors in school that want to intern with us. It's all about empowering our youth because I remember at 18 years old, I was doing radio. And had I not got my start at Virginia State, I would have never stepped into radio. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Definitely. Right about that.
Okay, guys. So this is a part of the show where we like to do our final thoughts of the evening. The final thought is something that I like to share with all of those. Everyone that's on the show this evening gets to share something from their dome piece to give to those that are listening tonight. The show does reach in other countries. We do have people following us from Nigeria, Kenya, over in Germany. We also have some people that follow us in Paris. So if you have a final thought for tonight, people that are looking into entrepreneurship, wanting to start their own thing, Damon Roy, since you are doing this and your line is becoming successful, what final thought would you give to those listening tonight?
I would say dream it, find a path, make a direction, get your goals together, and go from there, as long as you stay hungry. Stay hungry, take each day as an opportunity, and you got 24 hours in a day, try to make these 24 hours work for you. And I tell everybody, keep some millionaires.
And if you need to reach Damon, their website is www.bungeesneaks.com. You can also like them on Facebook. It's facebook.com/bungeesneakers. And if you want to follow them on Instagram, it's instagram.com/bungeesneaks. We want to thank Damon Roy with Silverback Management Group, along with Bungie Sneaks, being on the show tonight. Definitely empowered my mind and gave me a broader perspective on Bungie Sneaks, what you guys got going on, and I look forward to, you know, hearing more news and information about you. So you're more than welcome to always call back in on the show. We air every Monday night. If you just want to give anybody an update of what's going on with the brand, you're always welcome to call in and let us know what's going down right here on The Voice of the People. So I want to thank you, Damon, for being a guest on the show tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Jay Reed, you're in the studio. You're in the building. You're a guest calling in from Tampa, Florida, always supporting the show. So what's your final thought for tonight?
Man, my final thought, I say, as long as you are motivated about something and you're ambitious, I think it can be done. I know a lot of people, especially here in Tampa, and a lot of people, probably everywhere else too, everywhere else, a lot of people lack motivation. They lack the ambition, the passion to do certain things. People won't be anything. You know what I'm saying? And I heard one thing Dean said. He said that he was like, man, I can't start a clothing line. You could start a clothing line. It's all what you want to do. And I think Roy put the passion, he had the passion, the blood, sweat, and tears, the energy to make something like a clothing line. Like I created a label, like y'all created Voice of the People. And I think anything that you decide you can do in this lifetime, you can. You just got to be passionate about it. So I guess my last thought is just be passionate.
So what do you got going on, Jay Reed? Anything you want to share with our listeners tonight? What's going on with Jay Reed? Anything coming up? Any performances? Anything you have for the people to know?
Man, everything's coming up. I'm working on this album quietly, slowly and quietly. It's all about quantity for me, quality, not quantity. So it's going to be done real soon. I'm going to be planning some trips to Atlanta soon. We're going to be going up there. I just invested in a camera, so we're about to start shooting our own music videos. That's what I was saying. So maybe when we do get these Bungie clothes, I can start doing some photo shoots for us. Maybe even see what's good and maybe getting a commercial for you. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things we just got to talk about. And we could do it, man. It's all about putting that plan, putting a pen to the pad and making a plan, and we can make it happen.
That's what's up. That's Jay Reed. You know is the label. You can follow him on Facebook. It's J, capital R-E-E-D. Jay Reed of You Know and All Lives Matter. We'll play it at the outro so those can take a listen to All Lives Matter because it's still relevant and all lives do matter. This is Ty Jones along with co-host Mark Lee and Dean Geronimo in the building. Mark Lee, your final thought for tonight. Oven and Dean Geronimo, you want me to go before you always end it very eloquently. So do you want me to let you go or let me go?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Do your thing.
So black entrepreneurs, very important and very vital. Entrepreneurship, there's always venture capitalists out there. If you have something that is marketable, that you think is very sellable, venture capitalists thrive off of entrepreneurs. I was watching a documentary on Netflix a few months back on Silicon Valley, and when the Bill Gates of the world and the Steve Jobs of the world wanted to get started, they started in places that were very humble. You know, Jobs started out of the garage of his parents' home, and boom, overnight success with Apple, and it's grown even now, and he's no longer, but his vision, it came to pass. So if you have a passion for something and you feel that you have the tenacity to do this thing called entrepreneurship, definitely invest in your passion and dream, because no one's going to get rich overnight, but you can have a lifestyle that you can afford to give to your kids and their kids if you really are tenacious, driven, and work hard and just grind. This is Ty Jones, and that's my final thought of the night. Dean Geronimo, you take it away.
Well, the last thing I want to say, and first of all, thank you to Damon, Jay Reed, of course, you, Ty, Mark Lee. But when you talk about that success, you know, the price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand. So Vince Lombardi said that, and he said that so many years ago, but it still holds true. And like has been said before, know what your passion is, know what your limitations are, and then expand on that. And like Jay Reed said, it's no limit to the success that you can have for yourself as long as you continue to keep that flame lit. Again, every Monday night, the voice of the people, call in and join the conversation, 914-338-0659, or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice. This is the voice of the people. I'm Dean Geronimo, and I'm out.
That's what's up. Thank you, Dean Geronimo. We're going to end this segment with Jay Reed's single, All Lives Matter. This is Ty Jones, Mark Lee from the Bull City, which is Durham, and Dean Geronimo out of Jersey representing, and this is Ty Jones representing the A, and we are the voice of the people. Taking us out is Jay Reed with All Lives Matter right here on the voice of the people.
People bless you.
This a fallen ballad for all the people we lost. Reed, you know, say it with me.
What?
All lives matter, 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 all lives matter. Yeah. Nights getting colder, devil on my shoulder. Any more demons bound to stay sober, and I just want justice, yeah. Oh, I just need justice, yeah, I need it. Didn't sign up for this, ain't no waiting list. Ain't no way I can be okay with this. And I just want justice, yeah. Oh, I just need justice, yeah, and I need it. Aren't we supposed to love each other?
Right.
How you kill another, especially your brother? Doesn't make sense, life is insane.
Word.
Henny straight to the face, ease the pain.
Woo.
So pour more out for those that we lost. All lives matter, so no matter the cause. Think it over before you pull out and use. It could be you hurt or your family too.
Ooh.
Nights getting colder, devil on my shoulder. Any more demons bound to stay sober. And I just want justice, yeah. Oh, I just need justice, yeah, I need it. Didn't sign up for this, ain't no waiting list. Ain't no way I could be okay with this. And I just want justice, yeah. Oh, I just need justice, yeah, I need, yeah.
I'm with this
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
Solo love.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo love.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a fuck about your complexion, I know what the germ is done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down, even if that's a listener. Cover your ears, he about to mention
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is Ty Jones, Mark Lee, and Dean Geronimo. We are the voice of the people, and we'll see you next Monday night. We'll have some guests in the building. Peace and blessings. Have a blessed night. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Biggie.
Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the People. Peace and blessings, and we shall proceed to the next level next Monday night. Peace and blessings to y'all, and we out.
She wrote a number down, it's here in front of me.